This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, dial, toll free, bring up whatever is on your mind. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves here. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian
and Will.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, we'll tell you about a teenage Bitcoin millionaire and what he's recommending you give to your loved ones this holiday season. But first, Will, you're back in the co-hosting chair from last night. We never got to your story last night about Sharia, but somebody did end up, I think, calling in at the very end of the show and asking a question and being very rude. You know, not even
calling Johnson fat. You know,
yeah,
like,
he didn't.
How are you mad at me? And you're talking trash to poor Johnson.
And he didn't really even give you a chance to answer any of the questions about it either. So let's talk about that here tonight. Of course, if you want to join us, you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have Skype, where you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm as the battle rages on between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core, the two dominant Bitcoins. Bitcoin at Bitcoin Core at the number one position in the charts, and Bitcoin Cash at number three, and not quite going to knock down Ethereum, which is the number two, but it could if it keeps going up, and it took a bit of a tumble today. It's been interesting to watch as all of this happens. As the Bitcoin Core Network's fees continue to skyrocket, I sent a transaction today, Will, over $80 in fees. Over $80. And this was a below-the-median cost transaction that I sent. It had a few different inputs on it, but not a whole bunch.
Yeah, it almost cost me that much to send Bitcoin Gold today, which I think is funny, because
really?
Like, I thought Segwit 2 was supposed to be so much better, and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I had $50 transactions.
That
Bitcoin
can't be right.
Gold. Yeah, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
Insane. I couldn't believe it.
So let's talk about Sharia. You know, let's for listeners that are maybe weren't tuned in last night or are unfamiliar, what is Sharia? You hear it thrown around a lot.
The literal translation is the well-worn path to water. That's what the literal translation is.
Okay.
But the Sharia is, you have four main schools in the Sunni thought. And each of them have different opinions on multiple issues. There are five foundations, and they're called the Maqasid, and that is that law must protect or give you the right to protect life, you know, your person, religious liberty, nothing that should come between you and the divine, family, life, religion, family, private property,
okay,
and intellect. That was the other one that I was forgetting. The intellect, the ability to think and reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason, the reason why you can't have alcohol is because it affects the ability to think and reason.
I see.
And that's the basics of it. It's a legal system that specifically states that it's meant for me
as a Muslim,
and not for you as a non-Muslim. There's a number of instances in the Sunnah and in the Quran where Jews, Christians, pagans have come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "There's a disagreement, so judge between us." And the Prophet always turned them away and sent them back to their own communities,
mm-hmm,
and said, "You know, you have your own way and your own judges among yourselves. Go be judged by your own people."
But what would happen if there was a... now we're going back into the Muhammad's time here, but what would happen, because you described last night, and Davi Barker from the Muslim Agorist, he wrote a great book about, it was called Voluntary Islam.
Yeah. But you guys actually covered this whole, like, Sharia and cryptocurrencies. You covered a story he wrote about Sharia and Bitcoin, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
So, and most of our listeners weren't there for it.
Right.
So let's see. So you've got these sort of different systems of governance, these different systems of law. You had the Sharia law for the Muslims. You had whatever the Christians and the Jewish folks believed in, because they all lived in relative harmony, in mixed in amongst one another in this society.
In Medina.
And so what would happen, though, if there was a disagreement between, say, a Muslim and a Christian?
Then you would appoint a Jew as the arbiter.
You
would go and find a Jewish judge. You would find someone who wasn't from among either group, who would then be viewed as a non-biased.
Okay. That makes
sense. There's a famous thing, and it's actually used by a lot of the anti-Muslim types to be like, oh, well, Muhammad didn't like Jews because this thing happened where members of one of the tribes basically threw open the rear gates of the city during an attempted invasion by the Meccans. And the prophet, as the head of state, so to speak, carried out their execution. And that's the only part of the story that they ever tell you about. What they don't tell you about is the other part, which is that they were tried by Jewish tribes and Jewish laws in Jewish courts and sentenced by Jews to the execution. So, it's not some grand example that, the prophet hated Jews.
No,
it's the Jews sentenced these Jews to death because they flung open the rear gates of the city to an invading army in the middle of a military invasion. What do you expect would happen? In any society, if you undermine the society in a treasonous manner like that, I don't know, America's executed people on the suspicion of that. I mean, we've executed at least 6 people that were innocent of any crime simply because of, public hysteria over the possibility that they could be guilty.
Well, I've never executed anyone. I don't know if you've been involved in executions.
Right. Well, they have, yeah. This is back in the 20s.
Okay.
And the,
you're talking about the American government?
Yeah, the American government. The Sacco and Vanzetti, and then you had the Rosenbergs, who were later found to have not actually been involved in many of the things that they were accused of. Our government executed those people based on really nothing more than public hysteria.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Sharia law. We're going to get into what all this has to do with cryptocurrency here in a moment. But I thought it was important to kind of lay the foundation that there's a lot of misunderstandings about Sharia, and it has to do with people who don't want to learn anything, who just want to hate, and who get on, talk shows and get on talking head shows on television and, spout off like they know something about Sharia, but they don't. Maybe what they think they know is that there are some governments in the world who claim to be Sharia law
and that's what you have on the
force themselves on others.
Well, that's what you have on the other end that kind of feeds all of this ignorance, is the fact that you have government-endorsed scholars, quote unquote. You have these government endorsed religious leaders who make these public statements and support these kind of things because, their governments carry these things out. So, of course, the religious scholars that are getting their paycheck from the government are like, yes, this is a great thing. But then when you look at other, if you look at religious scholars who live here in the U.S., who are, even if they're educated overseas, when they come back here, they're like, yeah, what they're doing over there is insane, and here are the reasons why, according to the texts. And none of that's ever really, nobody really pays attention to that. Nobody I know that's not Muslim is going online and watching hours and hours of Habib Ali videos because they're not Muslim. Why would a person who isn't Muslim watch 3 hours of my favorite religious scholar from Yemen? Why would they do that? They're not Muslim. Why would they?
Right.
So, for them not to know, to me, is totally of course you don't know.
Mike joining us. Mike Laurie.
Sorry about that.
Mike, woo!
All right, what's up, man?
It's kind of comparing, for instance, Westboro Baptist Church teachings to, let's say, Unitarian or Catholic. Everybody's a Christian, but they have radically different interpretations of it.
Well, I would even go even further to say, when you're talking about, when it comes to, terrorism and the advocacy of violence, that you're talking, it's a difference between your neighborhood Baptist church and, Joseph Kony.
Yeah.
2012.
Yeah, exactly. Or like the Indian, you have Indian Christian terrorist groups that are forcibly converting Hindus and Muslims to Christianity. Like, to, I would compare it more to that than the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, I'm sure it's a all wider right. spectrum.
More coming up here. You want to join us, toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you see the picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to learn more about Bitcoin? Great place to go and get started is Bitcoin.com. You just go there. You can learn the basics about the world's first cryptocurrency. that arguably doesn't really exist the way it once did. Bitcoin Core is what some people might call what the original Bitcoin was. There's also now a Bitcoin Cash that is trying to scrap for dominance. They are number three on the charts, and Bitcoin Core is pretty solidly dominant, but you know, it is interesting watching Bitcoin Cash and seeing that they've got virtually no fees compared to Bitcoin Core. I mean, there's some. It's usually like a median fee of 2 cents, whereas the median fee for Bitcoin Core today went above $30.
Yeah.
$30 is your typical transaction fee on Bitcoin Core, which is just tragic. So you want to learn more about them, go to Bitcoin.com, and that is where you can get the basics. Bitcoin.com. We're going to continue. We'll talk more about Sharia law and cryptocurrency coming up here in moments. Sharia law wasn't what you thought it was, probably. If you're not a Muslim, you probably don't know that much about it. Despite
if you are a Muslim, you probably don't know that much about it.
You're right. Let's go to Surf Daddy first, though. He's in Ventura, California, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Surf Daddy.
Hey, Ian and Will. How are you doing?
And Mike's here, too.
Good.
Go ahead.
Oh, hey. How are you doing? Hey, I was calling, I just looking up the article. I guess, mistrial with the Bundy case, huh?
Really?
Yeah, they declared a mistrial today.
Interesting.
I was just starting to read it, sitting here on hold, and, I guess they may even have let Ammon out already.
Wow. So, let somebody out on a mistrial? That's unusual.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just opened up the article, but it was declared a mistrial today.
Huh. And I think that John in Nevada, who's been following that case very closely and has called in about it several times, we're talking about the Bundy standoff case from back in 2014 that happened out in Nevada, where it was the Bureau of Land Management versus a family who they had a disagreement about grazing rights, and it came to a literal standoff. He had predicted that they were going to throw the case out this week.
There was a lot of
he predicted with prejudice, so it's not quite as good as he predicted.
There's a lot of info about the trial that demonstrates the government was really, really trying to stack things against
them. Yeah. In fact, there was an agent who came out and basically tattled on the government and how bad they were behaving behind the scenes. It was very interesting. So was there more that you wanted to share, or just letting us know of the good news of the mistrial?
Well, the good news, the mistrial, but I wanted to bring up, I'm in Ventura, and we're in a disaster zone up here.
Oh, is that where the fires were? Okay.
Yeah. Just in our town alone, over 700 structures.
Wow.
Including,
jeez.
A building in our complex, displaced 27 apartments there. Right across the street, 60-unit apartment building went up. It's quite the disaster, and I just wanted to plug it. If anybody's interested in donating, I would donate through the Salvation Army. They're doing a great job out here helping out the thousands of people that are displaced now.
Thank you for the recommendation. And I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you, Surf Daddy, and glad you're all right out there. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Stefan. He is in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I noticed you guys were discussing Sharia law, and I actually had a few questions for Will.
Okay.
Sure.
So
For listeners that don't know, Will is the imam of the Malik Center, the first full-time mosque to open up in New Hampshire. Just for listeners who might be just tuning in. Go ahead, Stefan.
All right. Is it true that Sharia law is basically just practicing Islamic tradition?
Yes and no. About 80% of Sharia covers ritual, how to eat, how to bathe, how to slaughter animals, what you can eat, how to pray, how to fast, all of those kinds of things. The other portion,
it's a set of rules for the religion.
Yeah, basically. Religious, ibadah is basically what it's called. It's just ritual, basically. But then you also have another portion that covers governance, which again, like I said, there are things that a surrounding set of principles that go around it that, I mean, I've always felt were very similar to like the Articles of Confederation, originally here in the U.S. because you had basically yet Christian courts and Christian leaders and Christian, you know, economies and Christian markets and Jewish courts and Jewish leaders and Jewish markets and Muslim courts and Muslim leaders and Muslim markets and pagan courts and pagan leaders and pagan markets. And they all lived together in the city, in the walls of one city, and they all had contracts. I mean, we would call them treaties, but they all had contracts between each of these groups that said, look, we won't aggress against you.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone outside of our walls tries to harm you, I will defend you. And in return, you do the same for me. If anybody tries to hurt you, I'll defend you. We'll come strapped up and ready to roll. And you have scholars throughout Islamic history that actually state that over and over again. Ibn Hazm, about 200 years after the death of the Prophet, and then again Al-Qarafi, one of the most renowned Maliki scholars, Maliki is a Sunni school of Islam, one of the most renowned Maliki scholars, Shihab al-Din al-Qarafi in the 13th century, saying the same thing, that if someone attacks your Christian neighbor with force to harm them, if you don't come literally willing to die to defend them and their rights, then you are violating an oath given by Muhammad and by Allah.
And now, does it mention that anywhere in the Quran?
The oath itself, or
yes.
Well, the oath is taken from it from the seerah, which is the actions of Muhammad, and there's an actual contract that the Prophet wrote with the Christians of Najran that you can find. I mean, you can find you can find pictures of the actual physical contract. It still exists today. It has Muhammad's handprint on the contract that he wrote and said that the Christians would be protected, their churches would be protected, the contents of their churches would be protected, the people would be protected. And if they weren't, whoever harmed them would be violating this oath. And, you know, I mean, it's sad that within two generations after the Prophet died, Muslims were doing exactly that. I mean, I'm not going to say...
Doing what?
Doing exactly... Violating that contract. Mm-hmm. Violating that oath. And that's why you have, like, I have a book at the mosque. I purposefully bought this book with some of the donations that we were given. It's written by Jalaluddin al-Suyuti. It's called The Khalifas Upon Right Guidance. And basically, he goes from the 14th century back to the time of Muhammad and finds all the rulers who actually did what they were supposed to and ruled in the at least as close to the manner that they were supposed to as possible, and said, well, basically everybody else just did whatever they wanted and ignored all the rules.
Stefan, hang on. I think you had probably some more you wanted to ask, so we're going to continue here. It's Ask a Muslim on Free Talk Live. Will Coley is with us, as he is every Wednesday night, and we'll continue. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk more about Sharia law and cryptocurrency, which is kind of where all this is going eventually.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln.
The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Stefan, he's on the line in Ohio. You've called in since we've got Will Coley on the show with us here tonight, the host of The Call to Freedom, one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty at Muslims4Liberty.org. And he was talking about Sharia law. You had some questions related to that.
Let me explain. I'm on a Discord server, basically, that's all about politics and things like
that. Now, Discord is where people just have an open chat room, right?
Yeah, and
Discord is awesome.
Like an audio chat. Where
yeah,
just that's
where I get a text chat as well.
I sit and chat with cryptocurrency developers all day while
I'm
working.
How many people are in these Discord rooms?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this one it I'm nuts. In has like over 1,000
yeah,
right now.
It's growing
How does
fast.
That even, I mean, I've never actually, I downloaded
There's
the software,
to be
but I never
individual
actually,
servers, as far as I know. Each chat room.
But how do you
servers.
Have 1,000 people? Like, I've been in a text chat where they're, have been more than a couple dozen, and it's too hard to watch. So how do you do it in 1,000
people? Each server has different rooms. Like, there's casual, religion.
Oh, so you're saying 1,000 people aren't in the same room.
Yeah, no, that would get too serious.
How many people are in a room, typically?
Okay, so, like, if I go to Vertcoin, right? I can go in general, where there's like maybe a dozen people, or I can go in the Vertcoin traders room, which is specifically about talking about trading in Vertcoin.
I see.
And that usually has like 20 people at the very least, maybe up to 100 people, depending on the time of day and what's going on in the market. Then there's another room called trading altcoins, and there's, again, between 20 and 100 people in that room, depending on the market. And they're talking about, you know, Verge and Aurora Coin and, like, all these, like, obscure coins that I trade in. And then there'll be another room that's devoted to mining talk, you know. And these are... There's like 30...
All within the Vertcoin.
All within the Vertcoin server. There's another room that's devoted to nothing but going in and donating to the faucet fund for the Call to Freedom's Vertcoin giveaway when we start up next year.
Okay. So you can make your own room on their server?
They make... No, the people who are running the server make the room, but they wanted to make me one because, you know...
That's nice.
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
So, but there's the... You can go get tips. You can go in and put in, like, faucet, and it'll, like, oh, we'll give you 0.0001 Vertcoin. You can go back and get a free tip every day.
So it's got a built-in robot that can just deliver Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
So, Stefan, what about Discord?
The reason I brought this up is I'm in a Discord server, and a lot of the people are fairly right-wing, fairly nationalist, and they have a list. They call it the Sharia law checklist, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because
this is full of ignorance.
Actually, go to MuslimsForLiberty.org. There is a article that was written by a brother I know named Ghanem. And it specifically targets the meme you are talking about and goes through the entire checklist. It's called The Unsportsmanship of Internet, Islamic Internet Memes or something like that. But it specifically is talking about that meme, and it goes through the entire checklist. And Ghanem is an Islamic studies student right now. He's not
a scholar.
He's a smart cat, yo. Like, don't shine on him at all. I mean, he puts me to shame sometimes.
So is this just a fully misinformed list of things they believe to be true about Sharia law?
Absolutely.
This particular one was written by one of the moderators in the general chat room. I only had a question about one of them. Is it true that Sharia law permits you to chop somebody's hands off for stealing?
That's, again, it's kind of a yes and no kind of a thing. Is that a possible HUD punishment? Yes, up to that point, yes. Is that a typical HUD punishment? No.
What's a HUD punishment?
HUD is just a listed punishment.
Okay.
With theft, there are...
Listed by who?
It's listed in the Sharia as a possible punishment, a capital punishment. There's a few things that go along with that, though. It has to be someone who, like, steals for a living. Like, this is what you do. You could work. You're perfectly physically capable.
Stealing a loaf of bread to feed your kid.
That is specifically listed as something that you can't get in trouble for. Stealing to feed poverty is specifically permitted. It says that if you stole a loaf of bread and you had no other way to feed yourself, that you shouldn't be punished. You should have to give the property back or pay for the property, but there should be no punishment because... Sharia isn't about punitive punishment. It's about making the victim whole again. So
what you're saying is...
Say I stole all of your computer equipment here, right? And I got caught and I went to court. In the Maliki school, if I gave it back to you after I was convicted, that's the end of it. I'm convicted, but I gave you back your property... Okay, that's the end of it.
What if the property's damaged? What if
ask for kisas. You can say, okay, well, this has been damaged, so you still owe me up to this point.
Or what if that was, you know, you took the servers out of this room, I couldn't run the network, and there's some amount of damage. You could return them in pristine condition, but I couldn't use them.
Any damage to the person or property of another would have to be accounted for. Yeah, you would have to
pay for that.
So
consequences of you losing the equipment, for instance, losing advertisers.
So full restitution.
Yeah.
So So what you're saying is this is a very libertarian
It's
system.
A legal system that's built around making the person who was wronged whole.
Which is a libertarian system.
They're actually Ibn Masud, who was lived at the time of the Prophet. There's a saying that he has. He said, "I never saw a criminal case brought before the Prophet that required a capital punishment of some kind that he didn't encourage the person who had been wronged to forgive that person and accept a money compensation rather than a physical punishment.
The punishment that they could receive.
Right. And again, like, we're talking not just theft, murder. Murder. Like, literally looking at a man whose brother was murdered and the murderer was found guilty and they're taking the murderer to be executed and the Prophet looks at the man and tells him, forgive him. Don't allow your anger over the fact that he killed your brother allow you to kill him in malice in the way that he killed your brother in malice.
And then they'd call it off if they forgave them.
But there would still be a financial restitution to the family for the loss of income and the loss of that person.
There you go, Stefan. That answer your question?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No problem. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So with all this clarification that we've done so far about the Sharia, what does cryptocurrency have to do with this? I mean, obviously, Muhammad and the folks back then would have had no vision for cryptocurrency. What are the conflicts? What are the people on different sides saying? What do you want to share?
Much like in the rest of the world right now, cryptocurrency is a really big discussion among Muslim scholars today because people are coming to them. People are coming to me and they're like, "Hey, what do I? Can I invest in this? What should I?" Like, people don't just come to me and say, "Should I?"
Isn't the Malik Center the first masjid, the first mosque in the world, perhaps, to have had like almost half, at least a solid third of its budget, initial budget in cryptocurrency.
Yes.
I mean, how many of these Muslim groups are actually even taking cryptocurrency? Aren't you on the cutting edge?
We were on the cutting edge, but that was 6 months ago, 3 months ago, before Bitcoin exploded.
Right.
And now, being a Muslim that's interested in, like, they set up an Islamic cryptocurrency finance and cryptocurrency leadership summit in London this last week. And you've got state-sponsored scholars in Turkey and Saudi Arabia weighing in. You've got independent scholars who are outside of the state weighing in. And, of course, who's going to be on the side of Bitcoin and who's not.
Let's talk about it. Come up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us as well at 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you to do that is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Will.
So don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, you want to help get behind what we're doing here, then please join us as an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is get signed up with PayPal or credit card, or you can use Bitcoin Core. Over at, again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group. You also get a special badge if you have a username on our Free Talk Live forum. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that we invest into the show. $5 a month is all it costs, and we take that in and invest it into helping us get on new radio stations and bringing new listeners on board to expose folks to the ideas of peace and liberty and cryptocurrency. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Again, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Mike, and Will in the studio here tonight. Will, you were getting into the question of cryptocurrency and Sharia law. Sharia law being the set of rules that Muslims must live by, not a set of rules that everybody's going to be forced to live by. At least that's the Orthodox view on things, as I understand it. So what's the conflict? Is there a conflict? Is it sort of the same old, same old? The governments hate Bitcoin. The banks hate Bitcoin in Islam. I mean, what's
pretty much?
What do you want to share?
I mean, it's literally a metaphor for what we see everywhere else and how similar, you know, society to society things are. You have the head of religious authority of Turkey coming out and declaring Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, ICOs, the whole thing, everything involved in the cryptography community is haram.
Haram meaning?
Forbidden. Totally forbidden to Muslims, period.
Meaning God forbade.
Under what basis?
Basically, well, on the basis that
he said so.
No government has no ability to control or back it.
So but that's not based on anything that God would have
Well, actually,
said.
Like, that was one of the arguments that I immediately made was, look, where is that in the Maqasid? Because the Maqasid states that, like, it has to protect one of these things for a law to be valid. So wherein that is government, like when did we add a sixth maqasid? Like I know Al-Qarafi tried to add a sixth maqasid in the 14th century when he stated that the protection of human dignity, you know, he was kind of a social justice warrior in long before those things really existed.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't say, well, because the state doesn't like it. Like, that's never been a basis for law. Like, as a matter of fact, many times when the state was like, look, I don't like the fact that these things happen, the religious scholars of the day who were independent were like, and? What's that got to do with anything? You know, there's a famous conversation between Omar ibn Abdul Aziz, who's like a 9th century political leader, like a caliph in the 9th century, and Al-Hasan al-Basri, and he's like, you know, I don't like that the non-Muslims can still drink and eat bacon and marry their sisters when Muslims can't do that. Why should they be allowed to do that? And Al-Hasan al-Basri's response was, because it's the law, and if you don't like it, tough luck. You know, because the state doesn't like it has never been the basis for, like, why something should be allowed or not allowed. So where is your backing besides that? And then you have religious leaders in Saudi Arabia coming out and saying the same exact thing. And then turn around, here come the religious leaders who aren't employed by the state, aren't connected to these people who are sucking the American teat, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, constantly sucking up to the EU and the US, you know, who aren't sucking up to the banker class, and they're coming out and they're going, well, actually, currency is currency. Commodities are commodities, and yeah, there may be some gray areas, but we don't know enough about it to declare anything haram yet,
mm-hmm.
at the very least. You know, and you have this thing, the article that I was wanting to talk about, it's from Ibrahim College. And this is Mufti Abdul Qadir Barakallah, and so he's a Mufti.
What's that?
He's like as high as you can get. Like, he is a scholar of tafsir, he's a scholar of Quran, he's a scholar of fiqh, which is understanding of law. He's a top cat as far as like religious scholar.
And who's he writing for?
Ibrahim College.
Okay,
and he was at a workshop of Islamic finance practitioners and digital currency development organizers that came from the Islamic Finance and Cryptocurrency Leadership Summit in London, and they all spoke their mind about the topic. And he, as an Islamic finance scholar, decided that he would express his feelings on the topic. He says, firstly, as is the case with media, regulators, bankers, and financial institutions, current vocabulary fails to properly express an emerging phenomenon called blockchain technology and digital virtual cryptocurrencies. Attitudes vary between high hopes and skepticism. Sharia opinions are no exception. Cursory fatwas or Sharia opinions. This is just a legal opinion. It's not a law. It's my fatwa is like your
all
opinion.
All a law is an opinion backed by a gun.
Exactly, right?
At least so, in our society.
From Malaysia, scholars in Malaysia and Qatar are skeptical. Some declare it outright haram due to its intangibility, volatility, non-convertibility, and there are no shortage of opinions from Google sheikhs. You know, like, just Google Sharia and cryptocurrency, and you can find 1,001 of these, like, Yahoo imams giving their opinion, and, like, you don't even know who they are. Like, they're just some anonymous imam with God it's God knows who it is, you know, like Islam Q&A kind of stuff. Says many scholars are comfortable with treating a cryptocurrency as being on par with fiat currency notes and coins. Those include IslamWeb.net, fatwa number 251,170, and 11,074. So, like, they've been talking about cryptocurrencies for a long time. I introduced them to the topic, and Davi introduced them to the topic like 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this has been a conversation, and Davi and I have kind of to lead this conversation, but, you know, because I'm not at that level yet, people will come to me for opinions, but they don't really, like, they're not going to publish my opinion anymore.
Sure.
But unlike this cat, you know, because he's, you know, It says here, this is the Dr. Munzer of the Qatar Faculty of Islamic Studies. He's an enthusiast, declares it to be akin to compatibilities and the principles of Islamic Sharia, and more suitable to Islam.
He says it's compatible.
Not only is it compatible, that it's more suitable to Islamic modes of finance, such as Blossom Finance, a microfinance firm based in Indonesia, founded by Matthew J. Martin. So, and he goes on, he talks about the history of money and how, you know, every time there's been an evolution in the concepts of currency, there's always been, like, chicken littles and early adopters, yeah. You know, like, there's always been this kind of a conflict. He says, what we need is not a burst of cursory fatwas and other brief remarks, but the sponsorship of scholarly research papers on the position of cryptocurrencies in Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
That the cryptocurrency market is still in its infancy as a whole. It remains a niche within the global financial system.
$600 billion niche right now. It's going up, and it's going to hit, I bet you it'll hit $1 trillion by...
He says, I wholeheartedly support all such endeavors to advance the scope and reach of a new phenomenon, such as virtual cryptocurrency. This is the Mufti. I wholeheartedly support all such endeavors to advance the scope and reach of this new phenomenon, mm-hmm. such as virtual and cryptocurrencies based on blockchain in the next wave and the next wave of innovative Islamic banks to come.
Cool.
So, I mean, you've got people that are independent of the government who are actual research big scholars, have spent 20, 30, 40 years of their life learning this stuff. And then you have the guy who works for the government that this undermines.
Yeah, the central bankers hate cryptocurrency.
People, people with power are always going to resent anything.
Right, it's the usual suspects, just, you know, different shade of skin, different, you know, place where they were born.
Different costume.
Yeah.
Different version of the shirt and tie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. Same old story. If you want to share your thoughts with us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Gareth Jenkinson, reporting over at Cointelegraph.com on Eric Finman. He's now 18 years old. But back in 2011, he would have been a lot younger at that time. And it was his birthday, it was a cash gift that was given to him from his grandmother at that time. She gave him $1,000. And he went right ahead and invested it all in Bitcoin at $12 per Bitcoin.
But everybody said, what the heck are you doing with your money?
What are you doing? You're crazy.
Put it into something useful.
Right. We'll tell you more about it coming up here.
That money I gave you.
855-450, free like freedom. What happened with Eric Finman? And what does he say that you ought to do? It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.